This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In a recent shakeup within Microsoft, the Windows and Surface divisions have been merged once again under a new leader. This move comes as Microsoft prepares for a major push in the field of AI PCs. Pavan Davuluri, currently in charge of Surface hardware, will now lead both Windows and Surface. This leadership change follows frustrations from the top of Microsoft, indicating that the previous split between the divisions did not have the desired outcomes. Additionally, Mustafa Suleiman, co-founder of DeepMind, has been hired by Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella to oversee the company's consumer AI push as the CEO of Microsoft AI. This hiring suggests that the previous shakeup involving Windows and AI was not successful. Suleiman's appointment places him above Mikhail Parkin, who was previously responsible for Bing and AIDS, and had taken on parts of Windows engineering after the departure of former Windows and Surface chief, Panos Panay. During this reorganization, Parkin's official title as CEO of Advertising and Web Services has been changed, and he will now report to Kevin Scott, the previous face of Microsoft's AI efforts, during a transition phase. However, it seems likely that Parkin will be leaving Microsoft soon. According to an anonymous employee, there were frustrations within Parkin's team regarding micromanagement and strict deadlines. Additionally, Parkin's team was responsible for developing the aggressive Bing pop-ups and pushing Microsoft Edge in Windows. It is hoped that under the leadership of Mustafa Suleiman, these tactics will be reconsidered and the focus will be on improving the Edge browser without resorting to tricks. The combination of Windows and Surface under one leader is expected to bring clarity to Microsoft's AI efforts for Windows. The new Windows and Surface chief, Pavan Davuluri, has extensive experience in hardware and software combinations, making him well-suited for this role. Davuluri has been with Microsoft for over 23 years and has played a significant role in Surface engineering. The future of Windows seems to be tied to hardware, particularly after the impact of the pandemic on laptop sales. Although there was a period of experimentation following Panay's departure, Microsoft is now returning to the focus on hardware and software for Windows. The upcoming event on May 20th is expected to showcase ARM-powered versions of the Surface Pro 10 and Surface Laptop 6, demonstrating Microsoft's confidence in Qualcomm's latest Snapdragon Elite X processors. This shift towards ARM processors could potentially mark a turning point for Microsoft's relationship with Intel. If the performance of the Snapdragon X Elite improves significantly and Microsoft's app emulation efforts prove successful, it could pave the way for a transition to ARM processors in Windows laptops. While Microsoft may not be able to completely abandon Intel like Apple did with its own silicon, the decision to only offer ARM processors for Surface consumer devices indicates a new direction for Microsoft's hardware strategy.